Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of A Little Bit of Everything with me, Morgan Flitt. I felt like I just said my name so weird. Morgan. I don't know. Welcome back to another episode with me, Morgan Flitt. I hope you had a good week. Happy Friday. Happy Valentine's Day weekend. I can't believe we've made it through another week. I feel like my weeks have been flying by. It's because I only have class on Mondays and Wednesdays. So my Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays are, I wouldn't say they're free because I'm still doing stuff during the day. I usually will do like my schoolwork on my Tuesdays and Thursdays. But I do have like a nice long weekend since I'm done with class Wednesday evening. So my weeks have just been flying by. And it is Valentine's Day weekend when this gets posted. Fingers crossed that my boyfriend is able to make it up from Cleveland for Valentine's Day. He's supposed to come here, but the weather's looking a little iffy. But I really hope he can make it up. And I'm very excited about today's episode. It's a very pertinent and timely episode. I planned this episode to be posted right around Valentine's Day, which I feel like you either love Valentine's Day or you hate it. And if you hate it, it's probably because you are single. I have been there, so don't worry, I'm not like mocking you or anything. I have been there. But today's episode is all about self-love and how to develop a better relationship with yourself, how to accept being single, and how to enjoy being single. I am in a relationship. I've been dating my boyfriend Joe for almost 3 years now. So you're probably like, what do you have to give us advice-wise about being single? But I feel like my relationship with Joe is so healthy and so successful because of the self-love that I have for myself. And I went through a phase my senior year of college when I was single pretty much the entire year. And it really changed my life. I always point back to my senior year of college as being a very pivotal time in my life. If you listened to my therapy experience episode, that was when I did therapy. And I always say that therapy during that time changed my life, truly transformed my life forever. And I don't know, my senior year of college was just a really pivotal time in my life. I feel like I changed a lot. I went through a lot of struggles, a lot of mental breakdowns. I don't know if a breakdown is the right word. A lot of mental hardships. That's what I should say. A lot of mental hardships. But I feel like I came out of that time of my life a lot stronger. And I also think back to that time of my life and I realized that I went through a lot of growth when it came to accepting myself as the person that I truly am and living out my authentic self and also developing a really good relationship with myself. I feel like I really started to develop a good amount of self-love during that time. And like I said, I feel like my current relationship wouldn't be so great if I didn't have that base foundation of self-love for myself. So yeah, I just thought this would be a good episode to post right before Valentine's Day, because if you are single and you just like hate this weekend, you hate everybody like having Valentine's Day dates and posting their flowers and doing stuff with their significant others, I have been there. But I feel like this is an important time for you to look at your relationship with yourself and develop that self-love. And I really feel like it's so important to have that self-love with yourself before you go out and give it to others. So I'm very excited for this episode. I definitely think it'll be a good one. Before we get into it, of course, we've got to do the opening segment, which is the prompt that I want you to think about. And I want to apologize because if you take my spin classes, usually the prompts that I talk about in the weekly episodes are like what I talk about in my spin classes. If you know, you know. So in my spin classes, my second to last song before our final sprint song is always like a self-reflective song. So I make the room completely dark and I don't do like any fancy choreo or anything. I just let people ride to the beat of whatever song I pick. Usually it's kind of like a slower, more emotional song. And then I just give them a prompt to think about. And I always kind of like talk about those prompts that I use in class during this opening segment. So if you are one of my riders and you also listen to the podcast, you're getting like double the message. But it's just me really trying to make sure that you are thinking about what I am proposing to you. But this week's prompt I want you to think about is about the energy that you want to attract into your life. So think of like your ideal partner if you're single. Think of the type of people you want in your life when it comes to acquaintances, when it comes to family, when it comes to friendships. I just want you to think about the vibrations that you want in your life and the energy that you want in your life. So take a moment right now, close your eyes, and think about that. So once you've thought about that, I want you to think, are you yourself living out that sort of energy you are trying to invite into your life? Chances are probably not. I feel like a lot of us, especially women, are very idealistic of how we want others to act in our life and how, the things that we want others to give to us and bring into our lives. But a lot of times we don't look inwards and recognize our own flaws and recognize that sometimes our expectations out of others are a little too high and we're not giving that same energy out into the world. I'm a really big believer that energy is very transactional and it's quite simple. I feel like the energy that you give out to the world is the energy you're going to get back. So if you are like a very negative, pessimistic person, that's the sort of energy the universe is going to give back to you. And that's the sort of energy that people are going to give back to you. I feel like if you're very positive, if you try to see the glass half full instead of half empty, that is the sort of energy the universe will give back to you and you will attract the people that you want to attract into your life. So definitely, I want you to think about that and reflect on that and just recognize that the energy that you hope to have in your life and the energy that you hope that other people are giving to you in your life and the type of energy you want to attract into your life is also the same energy that you should be giving out into the world, because what you give out is definitely what you attract. Also, a little side tangent, speaking of my spin classes, I don't feel like I talk about this too much on the podcast. I feel like I mention it here and there, but unless you like know me in real life or like know the full story, you're probably like, wait, she teaches spin classes? Yes, I do. I do have a whole episode about how I became a spin instructor. So if you really love spin, if you are addicted to it like I am, I have a whole episode about how I became an instructor if you are interested in listening to that. But if you are just like a rider or you are interested in trying a spin class and you've never tried one before, I teach at a local studio in Buffalo, New York, where I live. It's called Revolution Buffalo. If you have any familiarity with the Buffalo area, it's near Canisius College on Main Street. So it's really close to like the Elmwood Village area, right near like the old Gates Memorial Hospital. And it's the best studio ever. That's where I started going to spin classes almost 2 years ago. And I fell in love with it. And I became an instructor there this past August. So I teach what's called Rev Rhythm classes, which are rhythm-based spin classes. If you've been to a SoulCycle class, they are very similar to that. They're like pretty much a copycat of SoulCycle classes. So we do a lot of choreo on the bike. It's kind of wild. I remember I had a new rider. It was his first time to rev a couple weeks ago. And I always go and introduce myself to new riders. And I was like, oh, have you taken a spin class before? And he's like, oh yeah, I have taken classes at this other studio in the area. And I knew that this studio didn't do the sort of rhythm classes that I teach. So I knew that he didn't do choreo or anything and didn't have experience with it. And I was like, okay, you know, just like keep up as best as you can. Don't be, you know, angry that you can't get it on the first round. It definitely takes time for riders to click with riding to the beat and also then throwing in choreography on top of that. He's like, okay, yeah, no worries. Like, I feel like I'm pretty experienced. And then after class, he was like, you guys do some crazy shit in this class. And we really do. A ton of fun choreo. We let go of the handlebars a lot. It's so fun. It's like dancing on the bike. So yeah, that's the type of spin that I teach. I teach Tuesdays at 7 a.m., Thursdays at 6:15 p.m. and Fridays 5:45 a.m. And then there's a plethora of other classes that you can take there. There's another type of spin class called Rev Ride, which is better for beginners and people who aren't so into the choreography that Rev Rhythm does. So that still rides to the beat of the music, but it's a lot more of traditional spin. So a lot more hills, seated sprints, not as much choreography, not as much crazy choreography. So that might float your boat a little bit more. And then there's strength classes, there's running classes, there's HIIT classes. It's the best studio ever. So if you have ever been hesitant about coming and trying a class if you're in the Buffalo area, don't be. Come try my class or just message me on Instagram if you want and I can give you a class recommendation. All of the instructors are amazing. You really can't go wrong with whatever instructor or class that you pick. But I don't know, maybe you are a runner and you want to try a run class. Maybe you do spin and you aren't sure if the choreo would be good for you. I can give you recommendations of any instructors or classes that I feel like would work best for you. But definitely come try it. I love Rev. You guys know that. I know some of my riders listen to the podcast. So shout out to you guys. You guys are so awesome. And if you're in the Buffalo area and you want to come try one of my classes, I would love to see you. Introduce yourself to me. Come on over. It's super fun. Okay, that's my little plug. Let's now get on to the topic of today's episode. So like I said, today's episode is all about appreciating this phase in your life that you may be in right now, which is being single, how to love being single, and also how to develop better self-love for yourself. That sounds so weird, but better self-love for yourself. okay, let's get into it. So being single sucks. Like, let's just admit that, especially if you are like in your 20s and you feel like everybody is getting engaged and getting married. Maybe you're in college and like all of your friends have found, you know, boyfriends or girlfriends, but you can't find anybody. I know that's how I felt in college before I met Joe. It just sucks, especially when everybody else in your life seems to be in a relationship. So a little bit of a backstory. When I was in college, I technically didn't date anyone until I met Joe. But I was in like a weird situationship, I guess we could call it. It was one of those things where I was talking to a guy on and off, and it was like we were a couple, but it wasn't exclusive. And then sometimes we weren't a couple. And it honestly was just like very, very toxic. If you knew me in college, it's like kind of easy to figure out who I'm talking about. But I'm not going to go into details because I'm not here to drag that person at all. But so I guess technically you could say I was single pretty much all throughout college until I met Joe. But me and this guy who I was in this like situationship officially stopped talking the beginning of my senior year. And I was devastated because I was like, shit, I've spent so much time chasing this guy and trying to make him like me and trying to be in a relationship with him only for it to just blow up in my face. And I honestly felt like shit. And I remember it was also really hard for me because pretty much all of my close friends had boyfriends or were talking to guys, or just like it seemed like attracting a guy into their life like just came very naturally to them. One of my best friends still to this day, I'm going to name her, but her name is Sabrina. She is like drop dead gorgeous. I felt like she could literally attract any guy into her life, no problem. She is like so good at talking to guys and like just like flirting and everything, and that was something I always struggled with. I remember like girlfriends that I had, I was in a sorority in college, girlfriends that I had in my sorority who were like a year older than me, they were like, come on, like just talk to this guy or like go out on a date with this guy, but I was just never the type of person to like casually date. I am a hopeless romantic, and like if I go on one date with person, I'm already planning our future together. I just was never one to like casually flirt or date or whatever. So like, I don't know, I just felt like I always had a really hard time attracting guys into my life. And like I would talk to guys, but I'm also very picky and I feel like my standards are very high. And unless I like really like a person, I'm not going to entertain them. But yeah, I was in this weird like situationship for like 2 years of college with this guy, and that ended the beginning of my senior year, and I just felt so lonely. I lived in a house at that point with a couple of my sorority girlfriends, and I remember two of them had a boyfriend and the other one was off kind of like doing her thing, and I just had a really hard time struggling that like with the fact that I didn't have a significant other, and I just felt like something was wrong with me. And at this point, I had started going to therapy, like I had mentioned in my therapy episode. And this was something I explored a lot with my therapist. And I came to the realization that the reason I felt so ashamed, I guess you could say, of being single was because I lacked self-love. I felt like if I didn't have a significant other, that I wasn't pretty and that I wasn't worth of love. And it was just something that we explored a lot in my therapy sessions. And it was really important to me to develop a better relationship with myself, because I feel like if you can't give that love to yourself, you're not going to be able to give it to others. And this is something I was definitely able to recognize that I had a pattern of, because I, in past times when I was either like dating guys in high school or like had flings with them or whatever throughout high school and college, if a guy had like ended things with me, I took it really rough. And I think it's because I had this fear of like being lonely, basically, and that I wasn't ever going to find a boyfriend. And if someone had like ended things with me, I felt just really ashamed about it. And I felt like I wasn't beautiful and worthy of love. And it's just something I had really struggled with. But now I feel like, knock on wood, because obviously I don't want Joe and I to break up. But if Joe and I were to break up, obviously I would be sad, because he like 100% is the love of my life, but I know that I would be okay eventually, and that I have enough self-love to like carry on and not just like lock myself in a room for months on end and be depressed about it like I had when past relationships had ended for me in the past. So yeah, I feel like that was something that I really struggled with for a lot of time in my life that I explored during therapy, and just like why I felt like when I had a relationship with end with a guy, why I would become so depressed about it and why I just would feel like my world is ending. I look back on a lot of, you know, breakups that I had, and I remember feeling so sad and depressed. And I look back at those times and I'm like, why the hell was I so upset? And it's honestly because I lacked self-love and I was really afraid of being single. So maybe that's you right now. Maybe you, you know, had a rough breakup recently, or you're still recovering from one. I have been there. Trust me, it's taken me some time to recover from breakups in the past. And I feel like women especially struggle with feeling single, and especially now that it's Valentine's Day weekend, I know that it can creep up on you and like it can make you feel really shitty that you're single during this time. But I want to explore how to accept being single, how to love being single, and also how to develop better self-love with yourself. So let's jump into it. The first thing I feel like when it comes to accepting being single and loving being single is to confront your feelings. So like I said, when I did therapy my senior year of college, I explored this a lot with my therapist, why I felt so sad and depressed every time like a guy had ended things with me, or if I had a breakup, or why I just felt so ashamed in being single. And like I said, I feel like there's a really strong link with your relationship with yourself and the self-love you have with yourself and how you stand on your own when you don't have a significant other on your side. So the stronger the self-love that you have for yourself, the better off you're going to be by yourself in the long run, and the more comfortable you'll feel in the fact that you don't have a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a partner or whatever you call them. So definitely confront those feelings. It's okay to feel sad. It's okay to be jealous. I know this is something I struggled with a lot, seeing my friends in college have steady boyfriends and like going out on dates and celebrating anniversaries and stuff that made me feel so jealous. And I feel like as women especially, that's so common. Don't be ashamed in it, like, but confront it and accept it, and just don't ignore it and try to bury it deep down. Definitely bring it to, you know, bring it to light and confront it and accept that you feel that way. So confronting your feelings is very important. And then explore those feelings and be like, why do I feel this way because I'm single? Is it because I am afraid I'm not going to find someone? Is it because I like the attention of having a partner? Is it because all my friends have boyfriends or girlfriends and I want to have one because everybody else has one? You got to acknowledge what you're feeling, explore it, and accept it. Even if it's good, even if it's bad, even if it's ugly. Acknowledge it, explore it, and accept it. On the same note, you got to stop the comparison. I know it's super easy, especially if you are a female. Maybe you are like in your late teens, early 20s. I feel like comparison is super easy because this is the time in life where maybe you're in college and everybody's finding a significant other. Maybe you're in your 20s and everybody's starting to get engaged and married and even have like a baby. I feel like comparison is definitely the thief of joy, especially when it comes to relationships. And it's really easy to compare yourselves to others. I feel like comparing it, like, example, for social media, people only put the good on social media. People aren't putting, you know, the bad and the shitty parts and the hard parts of their relationships on social media. And I think it's like that in general, unless, you know, it's your close friends who are like giving you the down and dirty details of what goes on in the relationship. You know, everything you see is just like the cover of a book. But, you know, you got to open that book and you got to realize that, you know, relationships aren't all what they cracked up to be. And that goes for the relationships that your friends and your families and whoever else has in your life. So stop the comparison and know that things happen not on a timeline, and know that everybody's timeline is different. I feel like women have this idea in their head that, you know, you meet a partner in college or in grad school or in your early 20s, you date for a couple of years, and then you get engaged, and then you get married, and then you have, you know, your first baby by age 30. You know, that's like the idealistic timeline. Pardon my French, but I say fuck that timeline. Honestly, fuck that timeline. Everybody's timeline is different. And I feel like as soon as you acknowledge and accept that, it's just easier to accept being single, and it's easier to start exploring the love and the relationship that you need to have with yourself before you even go on and try to carry on a relationship with another person. So stop the comparison and know that everybody's timeline is different. Another important thing about accepting and loving being single is not settling. I feel like a lot of people have the tendency to settle because they're afraid of being alone. And, you know, maybe you are nearing 30 years old and all your friends are married. Maybe one of your friends is having her first baby and you are still, you know, the single gal. And you meet some guy and he might not be the greatest. He might not be everything you want out of a life partner, but you settle. Do not settle, ladies. There are guys, females, whatever you're attracted to, there is a person out there who will fulfill every expectation you have and beyond that. I think my boyfriend is a really good example of that for me. I never ever thought that I would meet a guy like him, someone who really respects and listens to me, someone who tries to be involved in my life, who supports me and my dreams and all of my goals and aspirations, and also just like romantically satisfies me. I'm not talking about in the way you're thinking of, don't let your mind go there, but I'm like a type of person where like I love the really traditional romantic surprises. So like being sent flowers or getting a nice text message about how much he loves me, I love those sort of things. And I feel like you know, it's like rampant on social media, TikTok especially. People will like always put up TikToks of like cute things that their partners do. And then like in the comments, people will be like, if he wants to, he will. That is totally true. Like if he wants to, he will. There is a guy or female or whatever you're attracted to. There is a partner out there who will fulfill every expectation and dream that you have out of a life partner. So don't settle. But on the same note, there's no such thing as a perfect partner. There's going to be flaws. There's going to be arguments. There's going to be things you're going to have to work through. So don't set yourself up for failure by expecting your partner to be completely perfect. You're going to have to help them through things. They're going to help you through things. And also recognize that not only do they have flaws, you have flaws. So you might want to ask them to change things about themselves. They have just as much of a right to ask you to change things about yourself. So nobody's perfect. As Hannah Montana once said, nobody's perfect. So don't expect that ever in a partner, because a perfect person does not exist. And I feel like a big part of accepting and loving your single status is also having a good relationship with yourself and developing self-love for yourself. Because like I've said a million times in this episode, I feel like I'm beating a dead horse, but you have to have a good foundation of self-love before you even try to go out and give that love to others, and then also expect that love in return. Because if you don't have self-love for yourself, you know, you just can't expect someone to fulfill all of your needs. You have to expect yourself to do it as well, if that makes sense. You know, obviously having a partner love you is so important and so lovely, but at the end of the day, you go to sleep with yourself, you wake up with yourself, and if you don't love yourself, then who is going to love you, you know? So self-love and I feel like loving being single go hand in hand for me. So my senior year of college, we go back to this timeline. I invested a lot of time in myself. So like I said, I went to therapy this year. I really explored my emotions, which was super important to me. So I definitely encourage you to explore your emotions. What are the things that make you happy? What are the things that make you sad? What are the things that really scare you and that you're afraid to confront right now? And the things that you need to work through. When you are single, that is definitely the time to do it. Because I feel like people think when they have a partner, you know, all of those scary demons that we all have, they just go away, you know, because your partner just makes everything better. But they will definitely come out at some point and can even possibly harm the relationship. So when you are single, I definitely encourage you to explore your inner self and explore those demons that you are afraid of confronting. I had mentioned this in my therapy episode, but I am a very highly emotional person. And at one point it was to a fault, and it was to the point where I would have a really hard time controlling my emotions, and I would have like angry outbursts, or I would just be like super, super sad over stuff that really did not matter in the long run. And this was something I really wanted to work on, and I wanted to just have a better grasp over my emotions. So this was something that I had worked on in therapy during my senior year when I was single. I also feel like in order to have, you know, a good relationship of self-love with yourself, it's really important to invest in yourself. And I'm not talking money, but I'm talking health, wellness, fitness, all of that jazz. So when you are single, I feel like this is the perfect time to work on that idealistic, healthy, and well person that we all dream to be, because you have the time to do it. You have no obligations to any other person except yourself. So those habits that you want to build, that person that you want to be, now is the time to do it when you are single. So maybe that means, you know, going vegan if you've wanted to be vegan for a while. Maybe it means starting to go to the gym if you've always been afraid to do it. Maybe it means, you know, going and trying a Pilates class or a spin class or just getting yourself into a healthy routine, whatever that looks like for you. I feel like when you are single, it is the perfect time to invest in your health and wellness because, like I said, you have no obligations to any other person except yourself. And the habits that you start when you're single are the habits that you will carry on throughout your relationship. And it can even be a bonding point for you and your future partner. So I know that Joe and I are both into health and wellness and fitness. I've dragged him to a spin class before, and he swears he'll never go back because it made his butt hurt. He said that the bike seat made his butt hurt. But I need him to take one of my classes because we went before I became an instructor. But we do bond over like health and wellness and fitness. He's like very into lifting weights and, you know, eating protein, like the guy stuff. And I'm all into like my, you know, my fruits and my spin classes and all that jazz. So even though we're like kind of polar opposites when it comes to health and fitness, it's still something that we bond over. So yeah, I feel like those habits and those hobbies that you form while you're single can be bonding points for you and your future partner. I also feel like being single and, you know, building that good relationship and foundation of self-love means exploring what you want out of your life when it comes to relationships in general. Not everybody needs to get married. Maybe you just want a lifelong partner, and this is the time to explore that and accept that. I think everybody's life looks different, and I'm not saying that you should work on yourself because, you know, you're waiting for, you know, Prince Charming or whatever to come along, but I do think it's important to realize that a partner does not complete you. I can't believe I'm gonna say this. If you take my spin classes, or if you just know me in general, you know I love Little Mix. They're like one of my favorite girl, well, they are my favorite girl group, but like artists in general, they're like up there for Taylor Swift for me. Like I love Little Mix, but they have this song, it's called Joan of Arc. And in the chorus, they sing, "I don't need a man. If I'm loving you, it's because I can." And I feel like that's how we need to approach relationships. We are with someone because they add value to our life and we add value to their life. We're not with someone because we need a life partner. And I feel like that's something that a lot of us grapple with and have a hard time accepting. If you're comfortable with yourself, you won't need someone to fulfill, you know, your dreams and your goals. You are the only person who can do that. Obviously, it's really great to have a life partner, but you don't need one, and don't set yourself up to need one, if that makes sense. You don't need a man. You only need one because you can have one. And that applies to, you know, whoever you're attracted to, man, woman, I don't care. But yeah, I feel like that's super important to recognize that you don't need a partner. You can just have one. You can want one, but you don't need one to survive. All you need is yourself. Okay, that's everything I wanted to talk about in this episode. I hope you guys liked this one. I wanted to release this episode right around Valentine's Day because, like I said, I know some of you out there might be struggling with your single status, and I have been there. Trust me, I have been there. But I hope what I discussed in today's episode and all the advice and tips helps you out and helps you accept and love your single status, and also helps you build a better relationship with yourself and find that self-love that you deserve. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I would love to hear your thought about it. So shoot me a message on Instagram at morganflithealth and go ahead and also give me a follow over there. I hope you guys loved this episode. I can't wait to talk to you guys on the next one. Have a good rest of your weekend or day, night, whenever you are listening to this, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye, everyone.